Welcome to SharePoint Conference 2012 and to the Overview of Enterprise Social session. Thanks everyone for coming. My name is Mark Stone. I work in the SharePoint Product Management Group and cover Enterprise Social. So today's session really will cover a couple of things. I'm going to start by really trying to talk a little bit first about the thoughts we have around Enterprise Social, specifically how we recognize the business value of Enterprise Social. Then I'm going to move forward and show you a very brief Yammer demo. It'll be a very quick one because we've got a bunch of sessions this week that will go over Yammer. And then finally, I'm going to end with an end-to-end demonstration of the end-user value for SharePoint Social. So hopefully there's a lot to get out of this session, but I think that the most important thing I would really sort of beg of you to think a bit about is really to try and understand how your organization can really benefit from the value of social, the business value behind it. So, you heard this morning at the keynote, we talked about transforming your business. And Jared talked about it, David, Adam. And for us, this isn't something that we are using as a tagline. It's something that we feel hugely passionate about. We honestly believe that social is the thing that will help to transform our businesses. It will change the way that we get our work done. And when you hear us talking about how we envision the change that social will make, the ability to engage employees and do a whole host of other things, it's so crucial that you really understand that we think it will transform your business. And we actually don't think that it's an optional thing. We think that all these businesses are in the process of transforming at the moment anyway, and we believe that the technology that we'll be providing over the coming years will help you along that way. So just to start off with some context, very, very quickly, clearly we have some external and consumer social services that have been hugely popular. Twitter with 350 million tweets per day, which is probably a conservative estimate. Facebook, 955 million engaged users. If you bring that down to the number of people who log into Facebook each and every day, it's about 400 million. 400 million people log into Facebook each and every day. When you think about engagement, it's amazing because consumer social truly has changed the way that we have relationships with our friends, the number of friends we have, our ability to maintain those relationships, to understand what's going on. Now, we know there's sacrifices that you make by using consumer social services, but the value that you get out of it, what you get back from it, is something, and it's the reason that people choose to use Facebook. They choose to log in. It's a voluntary thing. But one thing that I think is really important is that we don't just stop and think just about enterprise social networks, because really, social is about so many other things. And this is a statistic that I really find interesting, which is Skype. Approximately 25% of all international call minutes go through Skype today. That's not international calls over voice over IP. That's total out of all of the land carriers, all the traditional legacy carriers, everything, 25%. And when you think about social from the perspective of not just a social network or something like that, but when you think about social from the perspective of an ability to help us build relationships, to connect with people, to talk back and forth, and not just to have the conversations, but to actually achieve something, the reason that Skype is so popular is not just because people are doing video conferencing and talking back and forth. It's because they're using it for businesses. They're using it to help get their work done, much the same way that you might use Link if you have it inside your organization today. So from our perspective at Microsoft, we think about social not just limited by enterprise social networks, not just limited by conversations, but a much, much, much broader, bigger thing. And so we'll talk a bit about how we think social can help you today, and then we'll end the conversation with how we really envision it a bit in the future, sort of reiterating some of the things we saw in the keynote. So one thing that's good to start off with is really why we're here. We have expectations today in our organizations around speed. When you think about the pressure that IT organizations have to deliver things faster for less money than ever before, you have pressures to be able to deliver applications anywhere at any time. You have pressures to be able to create things that are usable. It's no longer possible to tell a user they have to get trained. They come back to us and say, well, you have to build better applications that we can use, that we love to use. When we think about cross-org collaboration, this is one that really starts to get passionate for us, because when you think about how much time and effort we spend to try and make it as easy as possible for us to collaborate with people inside of our organization, what about the collaborations that we have with people outside our organizations, with the vendors, the partners, and everyone else you might interact with on a daily basis? In fact, many of the business value benefits that you get by enabling cross-organization collaboration can in some ways be greater than the benefits you get from inter-organization. So there's just so many interesting things. And of course, really, it ends with social. There is an expectation today that organizations, in some form or another, will actually start to implement and deploy social. I'd love to know here how many people in the room are in an organization that has deployed some form of social today. And how many in this room have deployed some form of enterprise social network? So a fair number, but still a fair number that haven't. And in some ways, that corresponds to the Harris poll that we talked about earlier. Around 60% of organizations have deployed some kind of social, whether it be Link or whether it be an enterprise social network at Yammer. There's a huge amount of benefit from that. So transforming your business for us really boils down to two components of our vision, and two that we think are so important to nail and get right that you'll see a lot from us in the future coming out there. The first is experiences people want. Social is an optional thing. I don't actually have to go and be social. I don't have to log into an enterprise social network and share what I'm doing and open myself up and allow others to interact with me. I do it because it returns value to me, because I get something from it. But the problem is, if we don't build it in an experience that people want, that they love, that they crave, then what will happen is you have low levels of adoption. And that's some of the struggles you've seen with some of the other enterprise social networks out there today, and something that we're really, really passionate about with Yammer and with SharePoint 2013. The second is a platform that IT needs. When we go out there and we talk about our business value message, we recognize that the idea that somehow we're going to transform the way that work gets done, it seems like a tall order for IT. But we also recognize that along with the transformation, we also have to deliver the platform. We have to allow IT organizations to live up to the expectations of our business users, to be able to manage, to secure, to have one place to go. Because if you think about the idea of having a social fabric that joins together all of the applications across your organization, if we have no way of managing it, no way of making sure it's secure, it really starts to inhibit how we can actually push that out there. So what you'll see with SharePoint 2013 is really the start of this social fabric. You'll see it in Yammer as well with the social graph and everything else out there. So there's so many interesting things there, but fundamentally, we recognize that we have to deliver great experiences and we have to deliver a great platform. But people still ask the question, will social really transform the way we work? Do I actually have to do it? I'm in a financial services organization, or I'm in a really conservative organization. Does it actually have to do that? There's quite an interesting statistic here that I think really comes down to it for me, which is that the Fortune 500 churns at about 8% over the course. And so that means that over 8% per year, that means that since 1995, about half of the Fortune 500 companies no longer exist. Big organizations, Bethlehem Steel, I mean, you name it, these organizations don't exist anymore. Why is that? The fundamental reason for that is because they haven't been able to adapt, they haven't been able to transform, they've become so rigid in what they do that they haven't been able to see these new courses that come along and allowed to change there. Social is one of those things, and it's crucial that we as people who run organizations help to drive that change, help to understand it, and help to recognize that it's crucial for our success. If you take a look back, what you realize is this is a historical thing. We focused very much on structure, process, and roles. We focused on really trying to drive productivity and to really make sure that we could reproduce, that we could scale, that we could internationalize and do all these things. We had a mindset of efficiency over adaptability. Adaptability, innovation, motivation. These are crucial things that we as an organization have to have. And if you look at the organizations that have made it in the Fortune 500, it's those that have had these. They haven't just focused on efficiency. In fact, 60 to 70% of the time that an employee spends these days is spent trying to deal with exceptions. I mean, it's amazing how much time we actually waste on the processes as opposed to trying to transform and adapt and continue to innovate. And it's something that we think is really crucial to the success of social. The Deloitte Shift Index is really interesting because it shows that while productivity has increased, the return on assets has decreased, which means that while we're getting more productive, we're actually getting less out of that every single day. But we see a transformation. We do see a change in that. We do see a change from organizations that lack vision, that have bureaucracy, that are hierarchical. And we see that social technology will help to bring that change. And in fact, you can see that the organizations that we consider to be most successful have done just that. they focused on ensuring that they have empowered their employees, that they haven't lacked vision, that they've aligned everyone. And this really brings us down to a few key things that we want to highlight as key business value propositions around social. The first one here is around employee engagement. So how many people here are working with employee engagement programs in their organization? So not that many, really, considering. It's absolutely fascinating. If you actually take the time, and I really advise that you do, go up and look at some of the statistics around employee engagement. In fact, I'd be willing to bet money that your HR organizations already have programs in place for this. And when you think about what employee engagement is all about, and I'll tie this to social in a second, engaged employees really have this sense of ownership. You know, not to be funny, but they walk around like they own the place. And, you know, not in the sort of giving other people raises kind of own the place, but they are empowered, right? They have the ability to go, they have pride in the work that they're doing. They're motivated. They're open. They're not trying to protect their jobs. In fact, they're working on sharing and opening information up. The return on that to that employee, though, is that they feel more valued. By having that conversation with the organization, by having that feedback from the organization, they have this level of value from it. And so you can start to see how social technologies can really help to drive that. Here's just a few ways that social can help to engage employees. Just helping you to find people and information. It sounds like such a simple thing, but by connecting people who have similar interests and allowing them to converse and talk is so crucial to helping people become more engaged and getting bought in. To driving company-wide communication, the ability for me to go and talk to everyone, whether I'm the CEO or whether I'm at the very bottom of an organization, doesn't really matter. The idea is that we start to break down these silos and we really help to make sure that everyone can communicate. And the final thing is to really share best practices. This is one that I love because when we think about best practice, and I think in the SharePoint community it's true, we think about best practices as a fairly rigid thing. Someone creates a best practice, it gets approved, you upload it, and those things. What's great about the social movement is I think it's trying to take away some of the formality out of those things. I don't know about you, but if someone says, Mark, will you create a best practice? What that says to me is, A, a lot of work, and B, I don't know if what I do is a best practice. I just think it's maybe good enough for what I'm trying to achieve. And the truth of the matter is, most of us do great work, but we feel guilty about actually sharing it with others because sometimes we feel like it's not finished yet. But in fact, that the information that we could share is just enough to help someone do a better job. And this is the idea of opening up. And so with social, we can help to drive some of those things. And we'll talk a little bit about this in the demo that we do later on. The second one to highlight here is all around team collaboration. So team collaboration is something that we've talked about for quite a while. I think almost all organizations have this as a focus. And it won't be a surprise that it's an important thing. I do want to focus on the fact that how many organizations have really truly succeeded in having great team collaboration or have really succeeded at having great one-on-one collaboration, which is equally important. Because when we think about the way that we've helped to drive interactions in our organization, I think what you'll find most of the time is you've helped to enable people to talk with one or two other people. But when you try to scale it out to that, to have an entire team, we start to be crushed under the pressure of all the organization and the alignment and all these other kinds of things. When you look at the benefits of organizations, leading organizations that can truly say they're great at collaboration, you realize a couple of things. They A, tend to be more profitable, and they B, tend to actually have more engaged employees. In fact, you start to see that good collaboration helps us all align around a joint set of goals. It means we're working in the same direction towards the same things. We tend to produce better work. And finally, we tend to produce that work faster than we would have done before. There's a whole host of great information out there that you can read. But the point is that great collaboration is so important for us. And social can help that. The first and most important way is around improved team project alignment. And I'll show you a great demo later on in SharePoint 2013, where we're really starting to demonstrate how we can align teams together. The next thing is breaking down team silos, really helping to make sure that we can communicate easily across teams, that we can make it so that we have a structure that's self-organized as opposed to hierarchically organized. And the final thing, and something that's such a great benefit with Yammer, is to foster relationships with external teams. The ability to create an external network and work with others is so powerful. It's something that we use every single day at Microsoft, and it's hard to imagine how we could live without. So the final thing to talk about is business agility. And you'll notice that these are all at slightly different levels, and that's deliberate in the fact that there's much overlap between them. But business agility fundamentally is the ability for an organization to transform and change to the environment that's around it. So when we think about business agility, the ability to remain competitive, to stay on that Fortune 500 list, means that we can grow new businesses, we can recognize them and grow them. You can easily see the role that social plays in helping us recognize new business. We can adapt to new markets. And it's not just adapting, it's adapting very, very quickly. And when you think about adapting, it's not just about the speed of adaption, it's how fast you can get all of your employees onto the same page, heading in the same direction. And the final thing is just the change in direction. You've seen from Microsoft over the past couple of years some very large change in directions that we've had. Those changes have really come about from some great organization skills we have and some things we're working on. But really, I think what you'll find is that some of the more innovative companies really get good at changing direction fast, because there's very little ways to predict exactly where things will land in 2, 3, or in some cases even 6 months from now. But we have to have an ability to adapt to that. And social can help with that, the communication freely, the ability to boost productivity so we can get stuff done faster, utilization of BI to make better decisions around how we adapt to get that information faster. All of these things that we can do are around social. So what I want to do now is go into a demonstration of Yammer just to highlight a couple of these business value opportunities that we see. Because I think that, from our perspective, we were really impressed when we worked with the Yammer team to really understand how important they view these. So I'll start by just kind of highlighting the general overlay of Yammer. In fact, it might be good just to know how many people here have used Yammer. Great. Okay. So for those who haven't used Yammer or have only just played around with it slightly, just to kind of understand the basic outline here, what you can see with Yammer is a user experience that's been tested a huge number of times. And in fact, you'll see that it changes not just over time, but it changes depending on which user you are. They use A/B testing a huge amount to try and ensure that they're constantly tuning and tweaking the environment to make it as good as possible. In fact, they do releases almost daily on this A/B testing regime to try and achieve improvements in that user experience. And it comes back to the idea that social is optional. So if you don't engage people, if you don't build an experience that's highly engaging that people gravitate to, then you start to lose adoption. And that's something that is the death knell for a social network. So what you can see here is, at the top, I've got my navigation. The navigation is something that's static regardless of where you go throughout Yammer and allows me to do some of the common tasks. I can view my inbox, I can view notifications, I can switch networks, all those kinds of things. On the left-hand side, you can see my groups. Yammer is essentially a groups application in many ways. And so many of the things you do revolve around groups with Yammer. And what you start to realize as you dive into it deeper is you think, well, maybe I want more than that. Maybe I want other things. And you quite quickly realize that the cost you pay for having really complex things that are much more complex than a group takes away from that high-level engagement. So it's really great when you start to see the efficiencies that they've done around the group's workings to really make sure that it's as simple and easy to use as possible. But the main focus here comes through the main application on screen. So at the moment, I'm in the newsfeed application. So you can see that in the center of the screen. And on the right-hand side here, you'll always see something that's contextual to the work that I'm doing. So as I'm in the newsfeed application, I can see that things that are contextual to this. So I can see recent activity. This is sort of like a, for lack of a better word, it's a sent items list. It's all the things I've done and gone and seen. I can see suggested people to try and, again, help me drive my network. I can see trending files to try and understand what other people are doing to sort of have that serendipitous interaction. And as I'm an admin, I can go and do some admin tools as well. But let me just show you something very basic. I can go through here on Yammer and post something like, great to present at SPC. And if I want to, I can go through and notify someone, but I'm just going to go and update this. This is the most basic thing you can do on an enterprise social network. And but when you take it to sort of the next level and you think about some of the additions I can do to help drive employee engagement, think about the ability for me to go through here and make an announcement. So as an admin, I can go through here and say, we've just launched our new XT1000 product. And I can go through here and post that. Great to see all the hard work we've done come to life. And now this will show up for everyone as they go through and navigate around. And very quickly, you can start to see people can go through and like. They can say, have you seen the press announcement? Or something along those lines. But the point here is that quite quickly, an announcement can turn into a conversation. So a good example of that would be, for example, if an acquisition happened. I don't know, say Microsoft acquiring a large enterprise social network. And we made that announcement on there. Then, for example, when we made that announcement, people can start to ask questions and can make responses. I don't know about you, but I would feel very uneasy responding to the CEO of my company and asking a specific question about why they made an acquisition or what I should do or those things. But oddly enough, because social has this ability to be self-organized, people feel much more relaxed to respond and to ask questions and to get answers and those things. And you find very quickly that such a simple thing has such a big ability to start tying people together, to align them a lot across goals and to get them to do things. So the message here, I think, that we should take away is that it really isn't just about features and functions. It's not about cramming as many features as you can into this. It's not about having we've made a new acquisition feature that I can click and instantly post all this stuff. It's about making sure that what we do communicates, aligns, and continues to get people to be social and to talk back and forth. And that's something that really, really is as much an art as it is a science. The next thing that I want to try and show you here is the ability to go through, and I can show you just very quickly Garth's profile. And you can see here that I'll be able to go and see any conversations that Garth has had. I haven't had any recently, apparently. I can go and understand information about this. This really is very similar to the SharePoint profile that we have. And you'll see coming up in the future where we'll start to try and synchronize some of these together so that you can have one or the other. Now, the next thing I'm going to go through and do is go to a group. So let me go to a local group that I've got here. I've got my marketing group. Creation of groups is very simple. You can see the plus button there. I can create a group very easily. That lightweight creation of groups is really designed to make it as, again, lightweight as possible for people to do things. We're trying to take away the overhead and the feeling that I don't know what will happen if I do that and make it as simple as possible, because groups that aren't used will go away. But the point is that for people to create groups quickly in an ad hoc manner is really one of the great selling points for Yammer. And you can see here inside a group, I have a few options. I can go through here and have a specific group feed. I can go and add information. I can have files. I can even go through and create notes about that group. So I can actually go through and create what is essentially like a OneNote type page of information for that group where they can go and get FAQs and those kinds of things. So you can see that very quickly, what is a very simple concept of a group can enable me to do so many different things. But what you'll notice that you can't necessarily do as an admin here is I can't mess the group up. I can't move things around. I can't change a huge amount. And that's really deliberate for us, because for us, the ability to have consistency and simplicity and the ability to make sure that when users use this experience, they always have the same great experience that they can predict and understand is so crucial to driving engagement that it's something that we really feel strongly about for social networks. And you see it in SharePoint 2013 as well. The next thing I can show you here is the all company feed in Yammer. And this really allows us to see everything that's going on. Because in my newsfeed, what I'm seeing is a filtered view of that. I'm seeing what's important to me, the things that I've followed on other sorts of items. Here, the company feed will show me everything. And what's really fascinating is there are times when you want to view the company feed, especially for us, we have an internal company meeting where all of a sudden, all this information comes out on the company feed. That's really fascinating. It's information I would never have thought to look for. But when I look at the company feed, I start to get this stream of information that really is an excellent way to learn more about it and to find new topics that I'm interested in. So the last thing I want to talk about here around the social network side is really around the external networks. So I don't know how many people here have used the external networks feature within Yammer. But this is an ability to go through and essentially create another social network outside of mine. And we use it to go and work with partners and vendors and all sorts of other people. Microsoft has a host of these that we use with our MVPs and for other things. There's actually one for the SharePoint conference. And this is a way for us to, in a secure manner, create a world that we can go and interact with and talk to other people and have these conversations. And it has almost identical set of features that you have on your own internal network. And this really comes back to ability for business agility, the ability for me to work cross-collaboratively with another organization and do these kinds of things in many ways is something that's fairly unheard of in our industry. And this external network is such a powerful thing. So those are just a few things around the enterprise social network with Yammer that we really think are great. And the final thing that I want to touch on here is really all around the social fabric and the open social areas that they've got here. So with Yammer, and we saw an example of these applications earlier today with a social graph allowing someone to post a document from SharePoint into Yammer, there's all sorts of applications that you can add with Yammer to enhance them. Some of them come with it, like around analytics and things like that, but others come from partners and others who are building these great add-ons to making it and take it to the next level. So these are just a few examples here how you can take Yammer and you can move it to the next level. So on that topic, let me go back here and just touch on one point, which is around the Microsoft social layer. So this, we talk about this, all your business applications in one social experience. And really this is based very much around the open graph that Yammer released and talked about just a few weeks ago. The ability to be able to push updates from business applications to the Yammer feed, the ability to be able to embed Yammer in other applications as well. One of the biggest benefits that we saw with SharePoint, the business critical SharePoint program, was really in our ability to take SharePoint and to ensure that other line of business applications had access to that information and could utilize it. One of the big parts of our visions of creating experiences that people want is really about making sure that social doesn't just have to live in the Yammer application or the SharePoint application. Social should live where you're getting your work done. So if I'm in Dynamics or if I'm in any other tool, for example, I ought to be able to have access to that social information. I ought to be able to utilize it and use it regardless of where I am. And so CRM is such a great example because I ought to be able to interact with CRM and have those conversations around people within the CRM application. That doesn't mean that I don't want to use the social data in my network. It just means I want it within the context of the work I'm doing. And this really comes back to this idea that social will transform the way we work, but the biggest way that we have to do that is we have to really integrate it with line of business applications. And that's the place that we've really seen the most success, the most mature enterprise social networks have done that. And these are things that is so common between SharePoint and Yammer and something that we're continuing to work forward. And we talk about that in the Microsoft social layer. So I'm going to move on now and do a SharePoint demo. I'm guessing most of you saw the very quick demo that Jeff did earlier in the keynote to talk about SharePoint. So let me go in and I'm going to do an end-to-end demo here that I hope will fill in a few of the blanks and help you understand how we think about it. Take just a second for it to come up. We've had a few network issues, so you have to apologize for the latency here. So here you can see my my newsfeed inside SharePoint. For those of you who have come from the SharePoint 2010 world, the investments we made in SharePoint 2013 are so great from our perspective. We really have taken social and started to really execute on our vision around the connected experience, really starting to understand, because for us, SharePoint 2013 really represents, in many ways, that first step towards the connected experiences. The ability for the information you see in SharePoint Social and the underlying platform to start to work its way throughout Office and the other applications that you use every day is a really important thing. So when you load up SharePoint and you come to the newsfeed page, this is what you see. And you'll notice that immediately I've got my presence on the left-hand side here. This is the first thing you see. And the reason I want to point it out first, because we take for granted, especially those organizations that currently use Link, we take for granted that everywhere I go, I have this presence idea. In 2013, there's some really great things that they've done around presence and the people card. And you'll notice that this people card in 2013 is universal across all of Office. So whether I'm in PowerPoint, in Link, in Outlook, in SharePoint, I get this people card. And depending on the things I've enabled, I can see all sorts of things. And this ability to be able to communicate and touch anyone from anywhere, it seems like a basic, simple thing, and that's because we've designed it to be that way. But the ability to have that single experience everywhere is really, really powerful. I know I use it all the time around the work that I do. So the first thing that I can do here with my newsfeed is I can go and do the same kind of post that you saw that I did with Yammer. So I can say, great to be at SPC. I didn't know that rhymed until just then. And I can hit a hashtag here, and I can go through and enter this in. And what's great about this, and this really starts to kind of talk to the platform that we've got, we're actually able to draw out of the taxonomy store for these hashtags and actually allow you to kind of have some level of structure around how hashtags are created. This is something you can choose to do or choose not to do, but I think it's something that, many of the organizations that we've spoken to really found to be helpful. And I can go through and post this. So again, just such a very simple thing, but I think for those of us who've come from SharePoint 2010 land, this is really a great step forward. You'll also notice here that the newsfeed has an ability to go through and, post documents and preview them. So I can preview the document straight through here. This is the Word web app that will go through and preview this. I can go if I want to and zoom in on this as soon as it comes up. I can share with someone else. I can do all sorts of different things. I can go if I want to and open this straight in Word. And the point here is that it enables me to have the ability not just to have a newsfeed, but actually start to work and collaborate on that newsfeed. Likewise, I can do the same here with these videos. So I've got a video that's attached here. And I can play and preview the video straight from there. I don't know about you, but for me, having used many other social networking tools, for me, seeing some of these previewing videos and the combination of having the web apps combined straight into the newsfeed is such a logical, powerful thing, but it really talks closely to the idea of connecting experiences. And what you saw in our demo earlier today at the keynote was we're starting to also bring some of these capabilities over to Yammer as well. So it's really exciting from that perspective. So as I move through here, the basic layout of SharePoint Social is really hovering around three key things: my newsfeed, SkyDrive, and Sites. On the newsfeed is everything about me, the things that I find interesting, the communication, the way that I reach out. SkyDrive Pro is all about how I share information and documents. And finally, Sites is how I collaborate with each other in groups. And what I'll show you in a second is some of the work we've done around Sites, very much towards the work that Yammer has done to make Sites something that's simple and ad hoc and easy and comfortable to use. All the things that are necessary in order to really make social successful in an organization. But before I do that, I'm going to start with the newsfeed. So you saw me post, you saw me preview. On the right-hand side, I have an ability to follow. I can follow people, I can follow documents, which means, for those of you who don't know, it means that whenever anyone changes a document, an update is made, I can see that update come straight to me, whether I'm on my newsfeed here, in Outlook, or on a mobile device. I can follow sites, so I can see the changes that happen to those sites. I can see when someone posts onto a site feed, the information comes straight to my newsfeed if I follow that site or a community site. And finally, I have an ability to follow tags. And hashtags are probably one of the more interesting facets of a social network because it really represents, from many aspects, this idea of this bottom-up organization. Because if you can imagine, if I gave you the task of deploying social, and I said the first thing you have to do is to find all the hashtags you might need to use in an organization, we would never, ever be successful. Clearly, hashtags are a way of organizing that has to be done from the bottom up. And it represents a way for users in a very easy, non-committal, hassle-free way to, in fact, interact and join as groups. I think the first hashtag on Twitter was something that someone did purely on their own. There was no feature for hashtags, and I don't know if the necessary even is today. But it's such a powerful way. In fact, it's become one of the killer applications for Twitter around self-organization. Inside Microsoft, the way that we use hashtags is not dictated. It's something that we use in all sorts of different ways to try and bring us together. But this really represents the starting point of many of the group activities that we talked about. That team collaboration type things we do can in many ways start with just a simple hashtag. And the ability to follow that is obviously hugely important so I can actually see what happens and feel like I can join that community. On my newsfeed here, I have an ability to follow, to see the information that I'm following. And much like with Yammer, I have an ability to see the information that everyone else has out there too. So this is the equivalent of the company feed. We called it the everyone feed because we realized that not everyone using SharePoint was using the company, was a company, in fact. In fact, there were many educational institutions and those things. And we felt like everyone really represented in a much better manner what that actually did. And of course, I have other abilities to filter in other ways around activities and likes and things like that. The next thing that I'm going to highlight around my newsfeed is all about me. And I want to talk about sort of two things here. The first part is what you actually see on my profile. So you can see when I fill in a profile, I fill in information about myself. I might put in some of my likes and activities, and I might bring in some structured information from there. But we've made some really great investments around the search engine side of things in our organization too. And the side effect of that is that we've created essentially a second profile, and that's the meta profile that sits beneath this one. And that meta profile isn't something that I create. It's something that is implicit as a result of the interactions I've had with the system. So as I go through SharePoint and other applications that are linked, and I start to do things, I start to click on documents, I start to make searches, I start to interact and do all those other kinds of things, what I'm actually starting to do is to essentially build a second profile about myself that can be used to help find people, to help find information. And in fact, the number one way that we can use to find expertise, to figure out what someone actually does, it's not by the information they put on their profile, it's about the information that they share with others, the information they upload, the information that they give out. That's the best way to understand what someone truly knows. And that really comes back again to the idea that for social to be successful, we have to make sure we not only enable the tools to allow it, but we also drive organizations to open themselves up. That we have this idea that organizations should be open by default. So we can help provide the tools, but one of the big messages that we have to send here is that we also need organizations at the other end to help change as well, to help drive this openness, to make sure that social can be successful. The next thing I'm going to click on is blogs. There's a couple of updates to blogs we've made in this release that that certainly make it easier to use. And I'll show you those in just a second. So here I've got my my personal blog, and I have an ability as the owner of this blog to be able to create a new post if I want to, or manage my posts. So I'm going to go and create a new post. And I'm going to create as a title of this post, a great new vision for the future. And I can say something like, check this out. And what I'm going to do here is post a blog, and what I want to try and do is share some information with someone. And what I actually want to share is a great video that I saw up on YouTube. So what you can see here is that I have an ability to go through an insert, and I can embed code if I'd like. And having this embed feature is so crucial to being able to bring stuff out from the internet. And you can see here I'm in YouTube, and I've got the Productivity Future Vision that Microsoft put out a year ago. And I can click on the Share tab here and grab the embed code in a second. Grab that, post that there, and you can see instantly that we pulled the video in and recognize that embed code, and I can go through here and insert that straight into my blog post. And as I said, the latency on this network isn't so great, but what you'd see there is that video will come straight into there if I leave it for a second, or at least we'll see a black screen. So, but that really makes producing and creating blogs something that's so much easier than we've ever had in the past. And it really goes towards this idea of making it easier and faster for people to share information and to share information they're interested in and passionate about. And I can go through if I want to and categorize this and publish it. So the final thing that we have here, and I'm going to come back to this at the end, is all around my tasks and the aggregated task list that we have. But it really flows well with how we think and talk about sites, so I'll talk about that at the end here. So I'm going to go back to SkyDrive. We'll start with SkyDrive now and just touch on a few of the social features that we've added into SkyDrive Pro. So as I sort of said before, the ability to be open, the ability to make it easy to share information is a crucial part of the social experience. And you can see a couple of things here. First of all, I have an ability to view documents that I follow on the left-hand side. In fact, if I go to someone else's profile inside SharePoint, I can also see the things that they follow as well. And this ability to try and help understand what other people are seeing, to see the people they follow, to see the documents that they follow, is an important part of growing that network out. But one of the things that I think is great about SharePoint in this release is the ability to actually share easily, which you'd think from the name would have always been easy. So here I can click on share, and I get a very easy way to go in. I can go in and I can create and add someone else. So I can say share with Syrinka. and it will auto-complete the name. And I have very simplified permissions. It's very easy to understand so that I don't have to think too much about what it all means. And if you think from 2010 how complex these were, by making this simpler, we're actually increasing the ability for people to share. So you can add more of those things if you want, but our recommendation is that by keeping this simple and easy, you do a lot more benefit for your organization than making them hugely complex. If I want to, I can also share this with someone outside of my organization. So I can put in an external email address, and they get an anonymous access into this, so they can view and edit this document, even with access to our office web apps, without having to have anything at their end. So this is just a simple way to allow me to have cross-organization collaboration on just a simple document. So very, very simple there. You also have the ability with SkyDrive for myself to be able to drag information in there and synchronize it with my desktop. And again, that really helps to push the ability for me to work open and work anywhere. But the next thing I'm going to move to here is sites, because I think that that's really the main area where we've done a huge amount of work on two main areas. One is around community sites, the ability for me to be able to build structured communities that allow us to discuss, have conversations, to understand expertise, reputation, those things. And the second, and again following with the Yammer idea, is the ability for me to create ad hoc, easy to create groups. And that's something that we've simplified in sites hugely in this release. But let me go here firstly to the communities portal. So I'm going to go straight into the marketing community. I also have an ability to go to our community portal where I can select from a series of communities. But this will allow me to go in and... Oops, sorry, I've opened the wrong one here. Marketing topics. That's what you get for naming too many things similar. So I can go into my marketing topics community. And what it will allow me to do is to go through and really start to engage in conversations. So here I've created a background for this. I have a series of conversations that are going on here. So for example, one is around understanding the ZT series or successful marketing campaigns. These are the discussions. So when we think about communities, this is really very much like the external forums you might have seen out on the internet. And communities really help to bring this in. But by linking it to the rest of Office and having people and presence and all those other sorts of things, it really helps to make communities important. It also helps us to understand what other people understand. By getting this information in-house, by getting people to share information in an open form versus having it in a DL where it's very difficult for that information to come out is an increasingly important part here. So I can go and filter my community by what's hot. And I can see, for example, here, I've got pricing guidelines, understanding someone has a question around how we're going to price this new XT series that we have out there. And what I can see here is that also I have a best reply that's set. So what you can see is that either the person who created the post or the moderators within the community have an ability to create these best replies. And by going through and tagging this as a best reply or not, so I can go through and tag something else as a best reply, by doing that, it allows me to help people see the answers to the questions that I have. And the reason that that's important is that if I go through here and run a search, and let me go through and run a search for non-English as an example, utilizing the new FAST technology that we've got integrated into SharePoint, what it means is that I can go through and search for conversations and not just find instances where I've got questions that come up, but I can actually see instant previews to the answers to those questions that come there. So let's take a step back for a second and think about the importance of that, because if you think about how a DL works, I may subscribe to a DL, I may get a download of emails, and if I'm lucky, I may be able to filter through those emails to find it, which is great if I'm someone who's part of the community, who's enthusiastic about it. But what about everyone else? At Microsoft, we have so many communities, it's not possible for me to be a member of them. But I may very well have a question for the community that I want answered. And what you can see here from the search engine is an ability for me to be able to go through without being a member of this and search for a question or a phrase or whatever it happens to be and see the question and then see the best reply that has been tagged as associated with it. And again, the importance can't be understated. This takes from what is a very narrow audience and it makes it the entire company. And in fact, as part of the enterprise search engine here, if I expand this search out, what you can see is that whenever anyone does any general search around something, Conversations is one of the topics that we go and optimize for and find. And you'll find here in a second when this comes up that you can see that this was actually the third most relevant item. So it means that when I went in and looked for information, that information could have been in a formal document such as a PowerPoint here, or it could have been one of these informal type of best practices that we talked about earlier that helped to drive and share information. Hugely powerful and really important, I think, for how we're going to be working in the future. So the next thing that I want to touch on is thinking about top-down versus bottom-up organizations. And both are hugely valid. When we think about social, it's really easy to get wrapped up in the idea that everything must be bottom-up organized. We must let everyone self-organize. And the point is, in fact, it's really important for us to both have the structure that's top-down and for us to have a structure that's bottom-up. And SharePoint's done a great job in the past, and I can go through here and pick this up, of being able to provide these great top-down sites, these intranet sites that allow large numbers of people to interact and collaborate in certain ways. So you can see here that I've got a sales and marketing site. This could be for an organization that has 20,000 salespeople and an ability for me to go through and use BI to create a dashboard, to have top-rated documents, to make announcements, to perhaps share a major presentation, all of these types of things. These are things that are natural, that a top-down organization absolutely wants to be able to do. They want to make it easy, but they absolutely need them. But if you think about the ability for me, and let's say that I'm a product manager for a small group, and maybe I'm releasing a product that has a very narrow niche market, I still have many of the same needs to align, the same needs to get people on the same page. And this is really where some of the major innovations that we've got in SharePoint 2013 around the creation of these ad hoc sites. So here, with a single click, I can create a site. And in this case, I've got the marketing campaigns site that I've created. And the design behind this site is really there to try and make it easy and friendly for me to create and to share and to align. So you can see here that my site has this getting started. And we have a great session around sites, by the way, later in the week that will talk around how you can get the most out of these types of sites and how you use the getting started ribbon. But it really is an easy way to start collaborating. But you can see there's three key points here on there. I've got my notebook, I've got my documents, and I've got my tasks. And then on the front page here, I've got my newsfeed. So the first thing here is I can have a private conversation with someone in this newsfeed that only people who are members of the site can actually see, which may, that membership may be 3 people or it may be 20,000 people. And it means that from my mobile app or from the homepage, I can still maintain those personal conversations. The notebook is something that I think is really interesting. So I don't know how many people here have used OneNote in the past. I use it for so many things, and it's become such an important part of how I work and organize myself. Every single site that gets created actually gets its own OneNote site or web app created as a result of that. So you can see here that I've got the XT1000 launch party that's on there. So it means that by default, we're creating a space for people to collaborate. And what's great about OneNote is that if we're sharing, for example, on the same phone call, we can all be interacting on OneNote and see the work that we're each doing. And in fact, if I click here, open in OneNote, what I can see is that I've got that I can actually start to see the initials of the people who have started to interact on there, and I can start to share information. This is all the kinds of things, when we think about social that goes beyond just a news feed, this is a great example of one of those things that helps people to collaborate. And because it's so easy, because you get it for free with these sites, it really is quite powerful. So the next thing that I want to touch on sites here. We talked about the ability in SkyDrive Pro for me to have all of my personal documents there. I also have that same ability within my site for me to be able to share documents and give other people access. Again, just an easy way to collaborate and work together. The final thing I want to touch on here is around tasks. So we saw tasks a little bit earlier, but I wanted to make sure everyone was really clear, earlier in the keynote, I mean. I wanted to make sure everyone was really clear on what this is and how important it is. In fact, we have a session around task management and the importance that has to social. When you go back to the idea of engaged employees and agility and collaboration, it all comes down to this idea that we can align people, that we can have everyone working towards the same common goals in the same direction. One of the biggest challenges we have in that is figuring out who's going to do what and where they are and helping to organize that. And in fact, in the past, that may have been a little bit tough to really be able to manage all of that. This lightweight task management in SharePoint, as it's attached to a group, is so important. If you think back to the way that you work, you probably have an organization structure that you sit within, a team, and then you probably find that you have many, many virtual teams that you're a part of that you do work on. When you think about the way that these sites are created, these sites are a place for those virtual teams to start putting in the information they need to get their work done. And all of that can be aggregated towards my tasks that I have to do across all of these virtual teams that I'm there. So here I can go through and I can create a task. And let's just say that task is to present at SPC on a very slow network. All right, at SPC. And I'll put in a start date here for today. And I'll assign it to I'm Garth Fort for the day. And I'll save this. So just very quickly, I've created a task. It could have been for me, it could have been for many other people as well. And I can start to add information about that task. I can have documents associated with that task, all sorts of other things. I can add that task to the timeline if I want, if it's an important task, and have it there for everyone to see when they log into the site. All of these things are important parts of gathering that thing. So now if I go back to my news feed, any second now. What you'll see is my tasks will come up here. And all of my important and upcoming and all of these tasks will come along. And in a second, you'll see a little indicator that says that the task I just created was added. But the point is that all of the information that's important to me across all of these teams and groups that I'm a member of are all collaborated into one place. So when we come back to the idea of the importance of both having these experiences that cross across all of the Office applications and beyond, one of the great things you get for free by sitting on this is the ability to link my worlds together. So with tasks, they not only exist here, but they will also exist in Outlook. So here I'm in Outlook, and I can see through the peak that all the tasks that I had across all of those teams that I was a sites that I'm a member of in SharePoint have all shown up here. And what that means is that they don't just show up in Outlook, but they also show up on my phone, regardless of who I use. It's such a powerful way to make sure that a person who created a task somewhere in a site for me, and for me to be able to see that task without having done anything else on my phone, is a really important step to trying to connect people together, to align them, and to get them to do those things. So these are just a few things that I think are worth highlighting in SharePoint 2013 around social. And are really an important thing for us. And I think some of the investments that have been made here are so crucial to the vision that we have for the future. So what I want to touch on for the rest of the session here is to talk about a little bit about the roadmap that we have to reiterate some of the points that that Jeff made earlier, and also to talk about some of the other sessions that you might want to check out at SharePoint Conference. So I think the first question that I get asked an awful lot, and I'm sure many of you in the audience here are thinking it also, is how does SharePoint and Yammer come together? We've got what I showed today is two really great social networking solutions. How are they going to come together? The truth is, today we do have two products. We acquired Yammer literally 90 days ago or something like that. And we've been working really hard ever since to start to bring together the roadmap, and I'll cover that in a second. But fundamentally, from our perspective, the reason that we've priced Yammer and SharePoint together, the reason that we're driving people to use this, is fundamentally that we really see SharePoint and Yammer coming together in the future. And we see that with SharePoint, the collaboration, the work we've done around tasks and all these other kinds of things are such an important step forward. But we also think that the work that Yammer has done around building really, really great experiences around social networking are things that we're going to really focus on in the future. We want to make sure that whether you're using SharePoint in the cloud or whether you're on-premise or wherever you are, that you get a really great experience, a highly engaging experience, and all of that will be built on our platform, our social platform. So can we tell you exactly today how all of this will come together? No, and to be honest with you, I think that to try and predict exactly where the world will be in 2 years, if you think about where the world was 2 years ago, what is really important, I think, about the roadmap that we have is, as Jeff talked about, the increased quarterly updates that we'll have where we're pushing features out and all those things mean that we'll be adapting a lot faster to the changes that happen. And that's something that both Yammer and Office are working very closely towards. So for us, we really see these two coming together and as being complementary. So the roadmap that we talked about really kind of came to a few things: today, tomorrow, and the future. So today being the work that you can do to really help integrate Yammer and SharePoint. The ability to use the Yammer web parts, to use Open Graph to start integrating. One of the really important aspects that I think a lot of people have missed is that Open Graph allows us to create applications, SharePoint applications, that leverage Yammer to do all sorts of interesting things that allow us to take things out of SharePoint and share it within Yammer and back and forth. I think it's such a crucial way that we can start thinking about today if you're a Yammer user to start integrating it in. When we say tomorrow, really what we mean is over the course of the next year. And these are things, and some of the first things that we're going to be hitting on are what we consider foundational things. These are the things that they may take us a little bit longer to do, but they're so important to make sure that we step off on the right foot and can start doing very, very fast updates. Some of the key parts are, clearly we have to really align how our identities happen. We need to make sure that it's smooth and seamless for our users to be able to log in and not have to worry where they are or what they're doing. There's a lot of work that goes into doing that. The second is to make sure that we can bring our feeds together. So regardless of which experience you're using or wherever you're using it, that you can make sure that that information is never lost and always shared. And the final part, and this is an important one for SharePoint, is to make sure that Yammer gets access to all the amazing things that we've done in SharePoint around document management. All the rich stuff that SharePoint can provide is something that the Yammer ecosystem is really, really excited about. And we saw an example of that today in the keynote, where Adam showed you how he could upload on a test client into SkyDrive Pro. So really interesting stuff. But the future is really what we're most interested about. When you see Adam up on stage, how exciting and passionate he is about the future that they've laid out is really inspiring, I think, for all of us to think about how social will transform and change the way we work, because we really are thinking about a couple of things. We are thinking about how this transformative technology will change the way that we get our work done. But I think most importantly, we recognize that the only way we can deliver products that do that are by making sure that we have very quick iterations, that we can react very quickly to the change in trends in the market, and that we have a solid foundation so that IT departments don't have to change at that same pace, that they can maintain management and security and governance while we continue to innovate on the user experiences that sit on top of it. These are things that are really, really important for us in the future. So this connected experience is a theme you're going to start to see an awful lot from us and over subsequent releases that we do. Also, I think important, just to quickly touch on here, is the Yammer and Dynamics roadmap. So this is a great example of using the social layer, of using the social graph to help enable things, this to happen. So with Yammer, the ability to follow CRM records in Yammer, seamless conversations, posting, publishing to the activity stream, all those kinds of things. These are things that are enabled by the fact that Yammer is using that open graph to help power. And so what you'll start to see, and there's a session that our friends in the CRM in Dynamics are going to be putting on, and they'll talk in some more detail around some of these areas. And it's a great session that I'd recommend you check out. So to end this portion of the session, I think the final thing I'd really like to just sort of say is, regardless of where you're doing or what you're doing, you should start today. There is really no time but today to start being social. And there's a couple of things you should think about in your organization. When you start to be social, the first thing is to make sure that you drive engagement and adoption. Yammer is such a great way because most organizations have users that are already using Yammer, and with the flip of a switch, they can light up a social network and have all this great interaction between their users. But you'll also find that the richness really comes when you start to integrate it into the way that you do business, when you integrate it into your business applications. And this is something that you can think of as a narrow slice by lighting up specific scenarios, such as with Dynamics and your Salesforce, or much wider scenarios around employee engagement and those things. But really, the message that we want to send is that you really, really should start this today. You shouldn't wait for our roadmap to change or for our roadmap to get more detailed, because I think the future of the software that we deliver will always be something that we're trying to change rapidly to make sure that we're always innovating and always following the right path. So the final thing just to touch on here is really around some of the sessions that we have at SharePoint Conference. We have a session that follows this one in the Islander Ballroom called Enterprise Social 101, where some of the key product managers from both SharePoint and Yammer, Jared Spataro, Adam, and company, will be discussing in a panel format all about Enterprise Social and some of the challenges and really trying to have an open conversation around what's happening. So this will follow this in the Islander Ballroom. As I talked about before, there's an overview of social CRM, organizing team tasks. Eric Zenz will talk a little bit in that session around the importance of lightweight task management and some of the work that we've done to really highlight that in Sites. There's so much more than I showed you today. We have an overview of the application development on Yammer. Application development is so important for us because it both allows us to extend what Yammer can do, but most importantly, it allows us to integrate Yammer further into our business applications, which is where we see a lot of value. We have a session on building vibrant communities in SharePoint 2013. I touched very briefly on our community capabilities and showed you how we really think it's the next generation of how people will communicate and share information outside of a DL. There's a great session on that. Using SharePoint mobile and media to connect knowledge and communities within your organization. This is actually going to talk about a case study within Microsoft of how we created this academy portal for sharing live video presentations and those things. It's an example of a business application that we've created to fill a need that our organization has. And it's something that it's quite fascinating when you understand the business numbers behind that and how it's really helped our organization. Yammer's Secret Source is a great session that Adam will be presenting. And here he'll talk about how they actually make Yammer work. I sort of said briefly that Yammer does releases on sometimes a daily basis. They have a huge number of A-B tests that they do to try and figure out how a feature will work by cutting down features, by making sure that the features that they build are used and used properly. Adam will talk about the process that they do to build software, and it's something that's really helping to inform how we do things at Microsoft in Office. And then finally, we're going to have a deep dive on social architecture in SharePoint 2013. So for those of you who've seen SharePoint 2013 and are looking to deploy it in your organization, this session will go deep into how you actually go about the nuts and bolts of going through and deploying that. As you can see, there's so many different things we have to talk about around social at the moment. It's really a great time to be involved with social at Microsoft, and I think that whether you choose to use Yammer or SharePoint, you're really going to have a great experience with the products we have out there. And then in the future, as they come together, we'll all benefit from each other. So with that, that's the last slide that I have here. I'm happy now to answer any questions that might be out there. Yeah?
Could you, in a nutshell, summarize the difference of what Yammer brings on top of the SharePoint social experience?
Sure. So the question was, can I summarize what Yammer brings on top of the SharePoint social experience? The honest answer is there is duplication between SharePoint social and Yammer, and I think it was fairly obvious in the discussion I had up here and other things you've seen. So there are cases where if you're using Yammer today and you utilize the web parts, there are pieces of SharePoint Social that you won't use. So really the best way to leverage Yammer within SharePoint is to utilize the web parts, to utilize embedding. But you'll see very quickly, as we talked into the future of our roadmap, if you're a Yammer user that also uses SharePoint, those experiences will come together. But today there is duplication, and we're working very hard to make sure we can help you understand how to best use those. And Yammer CSMs are going to really help us to try and drive some of those best practices. Yeah. No, it's virtually identical. You wouldn't have seen the Outlook email and the people tabs on the left-hand side, so the navigation would have been narrowed down a bit. But the experience is the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yammer feed around it, we were told the file remains in SharePoint.
Yep.
And I'm wondering actually how that's implemented.
So the question was, we did a demo at in the keynote, which showed us utilizing SkyDrive Pro within Yammer. And that demo was showing you an alpha version of some things we're working on to release in the future. So I talked about the tomorrow stage of our roadmap with document integration. And that demo was really showing you some of the alpha stuff we're working on. So it's not available today. Okay, so the Open Graph, so what is available today with the Open Graph is the ability to build an application inside SharePoint that allows me to post a file straight into Yammer, which is something you can absolutely do today. Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah. So the question was, are we taking this newsfeed functionality and bringing it into 2010 and 2007? No, the newsfeed that you saw, we've done a lot of work on the architecture in SharePoint to enable it to really work well in 2013 with this. So you would need 2013 for that experience. Yes? Question was, can I use the Yammer web parts in 2010? Absolutely. In fact, the Yammer web parts were originally built for 2010, and we're going to re-release some updates to make them work well with 2013. So, no, they're across the whole farm. So the question... Oh, so you just wanted on one... I don't know the answer to that. I would recommend the deep dive session to ask about that. Any other questions? Yeah. Yeah, it's a great question. So if for customers who are out there today who are asking the question, should I be using SharePoint or Yammer, the recommendation we have today is really if you are moving into the cloud or if you're looking for a social solution in the cloud, we recommend that you should be utilizing Yammer. And the reason for that is that Yammer is available today. They're doing many, many updates, and we're doing a lot of work to integrate Yammer into O365 experience. If you're looking for an on-premise social solution, absolutely you should be looking at social, at SharePoint Social for that. That's the simplest way to cut it down. But every single, for example, certain organizations have governance requirements that really mean that they can't look. And so, in that case, you may look to SharePoint Social also. So I think there was a question back here. Okay, so the question is, how feasible is it to have a hybrid model where I'm, if I understand it, using, let's say, everything on-premise and then just social in the cloud? That's really a case where we'd recommend, much like the question around web parts, where you'd utilize web parts and embedded. We do believe very, very strongly that, especially social, because of the speed of updates, the ability for us to be able to react and ensure that we're constantly engaging users and driving adoption, that social in the cloud is always going to be more successful than social on-premise, purely of that ability to do it. And I know it's a tough message for those of us who want to stay on-premise with it, but it's the honest truth around the fact that that ability to have very rapid updates, to continue to understand users, to engage with them, really aligns well with that. So we'll be working really hard to make sure that we support those experiences where we have organizations that want to have on-premise deployments but still use social in the cloud. There's a question back there, yeah?
There's no functionality,
okay, so the question, if I understand it, was the notepad feature that we have in the sites, does that replace the wiki features and how will it replace many of the capabilities of that? We haven't replaced the wiki features in SharePoint 2013. You still have those capabilities. You can enable that feature in the site. The reason that we've enabled the notepad is because along our connected experiences around OneNote, we found that from usability perspective, it's an easier, quicker way to start interacting. But when you start to have more organization, to have more depth of data, absolutely wikis are the way that we're looking at. From a 2013 perspective, we haven't made a huge investment in changes to the wiki features, but it's not because we don't see it as important. It's just we had many on the priority list for that. So, but I think the point I'd make around social here is again, we've got to engage and drive users. And unfortunately, with wikis, it really requires quite a community around it to get it going and get it built. For these ad hoc smaller sites, that was something we just didn't see happening. So, yeah, question. They're just SharePoint team sites with the default template. So, yeah. It's the new team site template, yeah. Any other questions before? Oh, go ahead. So the question was around how do you upgrade from SharePoint 2010? To be honest with you, that's a whole session in itself on around how upgrades work. And there is a great upgrade path, but I'd recommend that the social deep dive presentation will go into that in some detail, because there's obviously, as we change the architecture around, there are some intricacies that are important to understand, unless you're coming from SPO where we do all the work for you in the upgrade. So go ahead. Say that again, the Yammer
site that you showed us?
Yes.
Does it run
within
SharePoint?
No, the Yammer demo I showed you was a Yammer straight up demo. It was not sitting inside SharePoint. We have just a couple more minutes, and then you can feel free to come up afterwards. So I'll just ask a couple more questions. It's a great question. So is there integration with enterprise search? We've made a huge investment in enterprise search, and unfortunately today there isn't an integration between the two, mostly because of just how recent the acquisition is. It's one of the most important things that we can see to bring together, because having one place to search for information is really important. So, but I don't have a better message to tell you today other than that they aren't integrated. Yeah. So last question here. Which session?
The deep dive
actually, it's I think it's on Wednesday or Thursday, actually. Yeah, so Thursday at 9, there you go. Okay, great. Thank you, everyone, for